Das ist einfach auf die Art und Weise, wie sie es gemacht hat, da sind wir bei dem gewusst wie, super erfolgreich geworden. Wo ich so dachte, what? Das kann ein Unternehmen sein? Ja, das kann ein Unternehmen sein.
Was würde sich in deinem Leben verändern, wenn du eine Arbeit hättest, die wirklich zu dir passt und dich erfüllt? Herzlich willkommen zum Selbstneuerfinderin-Podcast, dem Podcast, mit dem du lernst, wieder auf deine eigene Stimme zu hören, dich von den Erwartungen der anderen zu befreien und herauszufinden, was du wirklich, wirklich willst, sodass du deinen Traumjob finden oder sogar selbst gestalten kannst. Ich bin Luisa, Arbeitspsychologin und deine Expertin für berufliche Neuorientierung. Meine Vision ist eine Arbeitswelt, in der jede und jeder das tut, was sie oder er liebt. Freue dich auf spannendes Wissen aus den Bereichen Arbeitspsychologie und Persönlichkeitsentwicklung, konkrete und direkt umsetzbare Übungen und Tipps, inspirierende Geschichten von Frauen, die sich und ihre Arbeit neu erfunden haben und Einblicke in meine persönliche Reise. Alles mit dem Ziel, dir aufzuzeigen, was für dich alles möglich ist. In der Arbeit und darüber hinaus. Bist du bereit für deinen Traumjob? Dann lass uns loslegen.
Hallo, hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge hier im Selbstneuerfinderin-Podcast. Heute habe ich eine der Fragen bzw. einen der großen Einwände mit im Gepäck, den ich immer wieder höre, nämlich, aber mit dem, was ich wirklich will, kann ich doch kein Geld verdienen. Wir hatten das erst gerade wieder in meinem Live-Workshop Mission Traumjob, dass ganz viele gesagt haben, ja, aber ich brauche gar nicht erst losgehen für meinen Traumjob, weil damit verdiene ich doch eh kein Geld. Das Spannende dabei ist, dass das einer der Gründe ist, weshalb ganz viele Menschen überhaupt erst gar nicht anfangen, sich die Frage zu stellen, was sie denn wirklich wollen, weil sie eben schon vorwegnehmen und davon ausgehen, dass das eben nicht funktionieren wird, geldmäßig, dass sie da sowieso kein Geld für bekommen. Das heißt, mit der Annahme, dass sie dafür nichts, also dass sie damit nichts verdienen könnten, gucken sie gar nicht erst, was wäre es denn, was ich will, und gehen dafür gar nicht erst los. Das ist Scheinlogik. Da haben wir ganz lang und breit ein bisschen Traumjob drüber gesprochen. Falls du es verpasst hast, dann schau mal in den Shownotes. Da gibt es irgendwo einen Link für meine Insiderliste von Selbstneuerfinderin. Wenn du dich dort einträgst, dann wirst du auf jeden Fall informiert, wenn es wieder sowas Ähnliches gibt. Aber was ich dir jetzt hier auf jeden Fall schon mal mitgeben möchte, ist, es ist Scheinlogik, dieses Argument. Weil du hast es vielleicht schon gemerkt. Wenn du noch gar nicht weißt, was du eigentlich willst, woher willst du dann wissen, dass du damit kein Geld verdienen kannst? Da beißt sich ja irgendwie die Katze selbst in den Schwanz, ne? Aber das ist halt eine der typischen Strategien, die unser Unbewusstes anwendet, um uns davon abzuhalten, überhaupt irgendwie in Bewegung zu kommen. Weil wenn du davon ausgehst, dass du nichts verdienen wirst, naja, dann lässt du es halt einfach direkt von vornherein bleiben. Und was steckt da eigentlich dahinter? Dahinter steckt irgendwie dieser ganz tief sitzende Glaubenssatz, diese kollektive Überzeugung, die wir haben von, wenn es leicht ist, wenn es Spaß macht, dann ist es ja nicht so viel wert. Und dann kann ich damit einfach nicht so viel Geld verdienen. Und das habe ich früher auch gedacht. Und heute weiß ich aber einfach auf Basis von so vielen Beispielen von Menschen, die ich mittlerweile kenne, es ist so viel mehr möglich. Und solange du irgendwie einen Mehrwert schaffst für andere Menschen, irgendwie eine Lösung für ein Problem, was andere Menschen haben, bereitstellst, oder irgendwie dafür sorgst. Also, das muss nicht ein riesengroßes Problem sein, sondern es kann auch sowas sein wie, jemand möchte gerne schöne Bilder in der Wohnung hängen haben, ja? Weil, also es gibt Künstler, die Bilder malen und die gekauft werden. Und es kann sowas sein wie, du möchtest Gitarrenunterricht anbieten oder sowas, ja? Das ist jetzt kein riesengroßes Problem, aber gewissermaßen eben schon, weil es gibt jemanden, der oder die sagt, ich kann das nicht und ich möchte es lernen. Und also immer wenn es darum geht, dass du irgendwie Mehrwert schaffst, dass du irgendwas vereinfachst für andere, dass du denen was abnimmst, dass du ihnen was beibringst, dass du, ja, wie auch immer es aussieht, solange andere was davon haben, wirst du sowas von damit Geld verdienen können. Und dann geht es viel, viel mehr darum, wie machst denn du das? Also die Frage ist nicht, ob du Geld verdienen kannst mit etwas, sondern wie. Und dann kommt ganz schnell die Überlegung auf, dass Menschen sagen, ja, okay, dann muss ich mich wahrscheinlich selbstständig machen. Und Selbstständigkeit ist definitiv ein Weg. Und da werde ich dir heute in der Folge auch einige Beispiele für geben, wie das aussehen kann. Ich möchte nur vorweg auf jeden Fall ganz, ganz wichtig den Disclaimer geben von, es muss nicht zwingend die Selbstständigkeit sein. Auch da gibt es viel mehr Möglichkeiten, irgendwo auch als Angestellte oder irgendein Hybridmodell zu haben, als du aktuell noch so denkst, sehr wahrscheinlich. Also zum Beispiel hatte ich die Woche noch ein Coaching mit einer Selbstneuerfinderin. Und es ging darum, dass sie dann gesagt hat, ja, ich würde voll gerne tatsächlich auch im Bereich Coaching was machen. Aber dann muss ich mich ja selbstständig machen. Da meine ich so, warum? Warum heißt das, dass du automatisch selbstständig sein musst? Weil, stell dir vor, es gibt andere Coaches oder einfach generell Unternehmen, die wiederum Coaches anstellen in Festanstellung und die dann für die arbeiten. Also du musst nicht zwingend dich selbstständig machen. Und es geht auch nicht nur darum, Coach zu sein. Ganz, ganz wichtig. Deswegen habe ich heute auch tatsächlich Beispiele mitgebracht, die überhaupt nichts mit Coaching zu tun haben. Einfach um deinen Blick zu öffnen, zu weiten, für was da noch alles geht. Und ich habe auch tatsächlich meinen Business-Mentor James Wedmore ja, fragen können oder ein paar Fragen stellen können, von denen ich davon ausgehe, dass die ultra wertvoll für dich sind. Also nicht die Fragen, sondern die Antworten, die er darauf hat. Weil ich, ja, ich möchte gerne mit dir all das teilen, was ich in den letzten Jahren so teilen lernen durfte. Und ja, dazu habe ich erstens einige eigene Gedanken dabei. Und ich habe ja auch letzte Woche meine eigene Geschichte in der Selbstständigkeit beziehungsweise vom Selbstständigsein zum Unternehmerinnensein geteilt. Und heute möchte ich mit dir darauf so ein bisschen aufbauen und dir einfach, ja, Möglichkeiten zeigen, Beispiele zeigen aus dem, was ich in den letzten Jahren so kennenlernen durfte, Menschen kennenlernen durfte, was die, womit die sich alle selbstständig gemacht haben, womit die alle Geld verdienen mittlerweile und auch richtig erfolgreich. Und auch davon mit kleinen Mini-Angeboten, wo einfach sehr viele Menschen dieses Mini-Angebot kaufen, bis hin zu Premium-Angeboten. Und da habe ich tatsächlich zwei ganz wundervolle Frauen, die auch Unternehmerinnen sind, interviewt im Vorfeld. Und das werde ich hier entsprechend reinpacken. Und dann kommt am Ende eben noch das, was James zu einigen sehr coolen Fragen zu sagen hat. Also, das erwartet dich heute hier. Und ich möchte jetzt gerne erstmal starten damit, dass ich dich so ein bisschen mitnehme. Ich bin ja seit 2 Jahren mittlerweile, 2023, in der Business by Design Community mit drin. Das ist die Community von meinem Business Mentor. Und da habe ich einfach so fantastische andere UnternehmerInnen kennengelernt und war am Anfang auch selber wirklich völlig geflasht davon zu sehen, womit man so Geld verdienen kann. Und ich habe, ich habe ein paar Beispiele für dich, die ich einfach besonders special finde. Da ist zum Beispiel eine, die ist, ich kann jetzt gar nicht sagen, was sie jeweils im Jahr verdienen, aber wirklich richtig erfolgreich damit, dass sie eine Membership anbietet, in der sie Menschen, das ist in den USA, hilft, für ihre Familie beim typischen Wocheneinkauf, also bei den klassischen Einkäufen, die man so macht, Geld zu sparen. Und ich glaube, da zahlen die Leute $30 für im Monat oder sowas. Und das ist einfach auf die Art und Weise, wie sie es gemacht hat, da sind wir bei dem gewusst wie, super erfolgreich geworden. Wo ich so dachte, what? Das kann ein Unternehmen sein? Ja, das kann ein Unternehmen sein. Dann gibt es eine, die ist absolute Katzenfan und die hat angefangen, so kleine süße Katzen zu häkeln. Und das hat sich dann so ein bisschen verselbstständigt. Sie hat das bei Instagram gepostet. Daraufhin wollten Leute diese Katzen kaufen und dann hat sie angefangen, Leuten beizubringen, wie man diese Katzen häkelt. Auch daraus ist mittlerweile so eine Mitgliedschaft entstanden, in der sie, ich glaube, jeden Monat ein anderes Katzen, wie sagt man das denn, Häkelmuster den Mitgliedern gibt und dann häkeln die gemeinsam und treffen sich und ich weiß nicht, was sie alles machen, aber auf jeden Fall ist das der Kern des Unternehmens, das Häkeln von Katzen. Und wirklich auch nur Katzen, also so zum Thema ganz enge Positionierung. Eine andere großartige Frau, die hat sich spezialisiert darauf, oder beziehungsweise die hat für sich und ihre Familie herausgefunden, wie man über dieses klassische Meilen und Punkte sammeln und so sich super coole Urlaube leisten kann, sodass man kaum noch irgendwas selbst dafür zahlen muss. Und das bringt sie Leuten bei. Also wie sie ihre normalen Alltagsausgaben nutzen können, um daraus wiederum coole Urlaube und Co. Rauszubekommen. Also einfach mal so als ein paar Beispiele für, damit kann man Geld machen. Mit was auch immer man eben so an Talenten und Leidenschaften hat. Und natürlich kann es auch sowas sein, eher klassischerweise, ne? Sowas wie Yoga-Unterricht oder Gitarrenunterricht oder was haben wir noch? Hundetraining, Schauspielunterricht oder es gibt jemanden, der hilft Schauspielern dabei, sich gut vorzubereiten auf die, wie sagt man das denn, Auditions, also das Vorsprechen, das Casting sozusagen, ne? Genau. Also es gibt einfach so, so viel. Und seitdem ich in dieser Community bin, muss ich echt sagen, ich lasse das nicht mehr gelten, das Ding von damit kann man kein Geld verdienen. Weil ich einfach gesehen habe, mit was man alles Geld verdienen kann, wenn man es richtig angeht. In dem Fall ja mit Selbstständigkeit und gleichzeitig bei all diesen Menschen arbeiten Menschen. Also die sind Arbeitgeber, Arbeitgeberinnen auch und entsprechend ja, geht da auch wieder alles, ne? Falls du jetzt gerade schon mal denkst, ja, aber ich will mich auf gar keinen Fall selbstständig machen. Was ich noch sagen wollte, genau, ist, das ist einer der Gründe, weshalb ich Community so unglaublich wertvoll finde. Und weshalb ich auch bei Selbstneuerfinderinnen so einen großen Wert darauf lege, eine Community zu bilden, auch über das eigentliche Programm hinaus, dass die Frauen dort sich vernetzen. Und ich habe wirklich so die Vision von, dass da dann irgendwann ja mehrere hundert Frauen sind, die durch Selbstneuerfinderinnen durchgegangen sind und sich gegenseitig supporten, vielleicht gemeinsam Projekte machen, vielleicht sich gemeinsam selbstständig machen. Wer weiß, ich bin super gespannt, was sich da alles noch so draus ergibt. Und wie schon angekündigt, habe ich jetzt zwei Mini-Interviews für dich mit zwei fantastischen Unternehmerinnen, Hiske und Angie. Und beide haben komplett unterschiedliche Businessmodelle und Nischen. Und ich würde sagen, ich nehme gar nicht zu viel vorweg. Hörst dir einfach an. Wichtig. Die Interviews sind auf Englisch. Du kannst dir, wenn du da dir nicht ganz so sicher bist oder wenn du es lieber mit Untertiteln schauen magst, dann switch gerne auf YouTube. Und gleichzeitig wirst du sehen, Hiske ist auch keine Englisch-Muttersprachlerin. Sie kommt aus den Niederlanden. Ich bin Deutsche und wir suchen zwischendurch auch mal nach Worten. Und das ist völlig okay. Man muss nicht perfekt Englisch sprechen können, um sich im internationalen Raum bewegen zu können. Also das einfach kurz als Disclaimer. Und dann, ja, wünsche ich dir ganz viel Spaß mit dem Einblick in diese anderen, ja, Geschichten von, wie das so laufen kann, von angestellt sein zu sich selbstständig machen und einfach damit du noch andere Beispiele bekommst und nicht nur ich erzähle von mir oder ich erzähle über jemand anderen, sondern du erfährst es einfach direkt von anderen. Und los geht's.
Hello, hi
Hi.
Hester. So good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Great seeing you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah,
Yeah, it feels like a while, but it was only a month ago.
that's true. So, tell everybody who you are and what you're doing, like, for a business.
Yeah, my name is Hiske, and yeah, I'm doing breath work and mindset work, and I have a background in corporate. Didn't like that, it wasn't for me,
Yeah.
so I changed it and I started doing in-person workshops. Loved it because it's self-development and it was really helping people to become more of themselves. I loved it, and yeah, that's what I do. It and now I'm changing my business a little bit into online business.
Yeah. So how did you then, because I imagine those who are listening, they might be also in a corporate job thinking about, oh, I don't really like it, but I don't know if I would be able to be an entrepreneur or start my own business. So how did that transition happen for you?
It took a couple of years, to be honest. Because I really felt that it wasn't for me anymore. You know, it was really good for my ego and I, everything, you know, the paycheck, the car, the all of these things, they were great, but it felt for me, I had a dream. I literally had a dream one night and I was on my deathbed and it asked me, did you do with your life what you were supposed to do? And I had this huge voice, no. And of course, there were so many signs. I got sick a lot. My body was really talking to me that something was wrong or wrong. Yeah. And I just didn't listen. I took some medicine, took antibiotics, and I just continue. You know, the typical rat race, right? So I just quit. I really quit within a month. I said, you have to find someone else. And then I did this year of self-discovery, and then I started for I didn't really plan on starting a business. I wasn't planning on it, but I grew into it. Yeah, I just followed the steps, the things
I
that were
hear
up. Yeah.
you. Yeah. So for everybody listening who has no idea what breath work is, it's like breathing. I'm breathing the whole day. So what? Why do I need someone to teach me that?
Yes,
Can you explain what breath work is?
I can explain what breathwork is. Of course, I can. I wouldn't do a very wouldn't be very good at my job if I couldn't explain
I'm
that.
willing to explain
Of course, of
it.
course. Well, breathwork. So I love it when you say, "I breathe all day," right? It's something that we do automatically, and it's a good thing. You don't think about it because imagine thinking about, oh, breathe or do. It's an automatic process, right? So, but the breath can also show you how your nervous system, your state of your nervous system is. And we used to think all of the automatic processes in the body, like your heart beating, your food digesting, all of the automated processes in the body, it's automatic. You cannot influence that, right? So once if you're in stress, your body you will breathe more. You have a higher breath. And we thought, well, that's it. That's just the way it is. But there have been so many scientific there's been science. They did. Sometimes my mind doesn't it cannot find the words.
Doing
Anyways,
like studies.
Sorry?
You mean like
Studies.
studies?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a hard word. Studies. There have been studies, and they show that with the breath, you can control or control. No, you influence the
Yeah.
automatic, the nervous system. So that's very interesting. So when you're in stress, you can use your breath to calm your system. And this works. This really works. But there's another great thing, and that's why I love breath work very much. If you use breath work in a cycle pattern, if you really use the breath work, then you bypass the analytical mind a little bit, and you go into the subconscious, you go into the limbic system, and there is so much. 95% of our behavior is stored in the subconscious, and you get access to it. You go into there, and then you have insights. You have maybe, and there are emotions there. There are memories there, and you get to them, and you can heal them. So it's a lot about healing. It's a lot about getting into the body, regulate the nervous system. That's what I love about breathwork. I think it's a magical tool for just about everything.
Like I mean, I've also done some of those sessions, and it's like you're feeling so relieved afterwards, and you do not have to consciously think about it. It's really interesting. Yeah,
No, and of course, then
definitely.
people want to know, oh, what just happened? And but you don't have to know. And it's also people are afraid of going into things they don't know and what will come up. But the body is so very clever. It
Yeah.
will bring up whatever is ready to be released. So it's not my intention to just dive into trauma and look for everything that's holding you back, but look what if you go there and something comes up and it just means it's ready to be released, and once you bring that to the surface, you can let it go, and then you can choose how you want your life to be. So it's really empowering. That's the way I love to use breath
So
work.
cool. So
That's what I
cool.
like.
Thank you. Thank you. So, my people, like the
Yes.
people who are listening here, might think, okay, but how am I supposed to make a business out of what I want to do? Like in your case, you wanted to serve people, and then you did the epigenetics and then the breath work and okay, but how do I really get paid for it? And how do I do that? And now you said you also transitioned from in-person classes to online. And I mean, we met in BBD.
Yes.
So, what would you say to someone who's at that point of, I want to start it, or maybe I already have started and now I have no idea how to make it work from your experience?
To transition to an online business or just start as an entrepreneur?
Both, kind of like just start as an entrepreneur, and then I mean, we both decided to do the online thing mainly, so there's definitely benefits to
Of course, of course.
that.
So the if you want to I think you really, if you see a problem somewhere, so I saw so many women feeling stuck in their bodies, feeling they did everything by the book and they were stuck, and they felt there was a different life or something more in life, but they just couldn't reach it. And I have experienced breath work, so I saw this problem and I felt I had a solution. So if you feel like you have a solution to a problem, yeah, you can get started as an entrepreneur. And for me, the entrepreneurs I see, they have this really passion for doing what they love. So for me, that was the first thing. And then it took me a lot of years to figure, I just did something, you know. I didn't have a strategy. That was the thing. I didn't have a
Same.
strategy. I just
Same.
did what I loved, and that's great. That's great. So I come from corporate. I didn't do what I loved in corporate, and then I started my own business because it was faith. Let's call it that. That was Dharma. I had to do that. And the fun thing is, I had the same stress levels doing what I loved as when I was doing what I didn't love because I didn't have the strategy.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I still wanted to do that, but I wasn't that smart in figuring it all out on my own. So I've learned from my mistakes, but that's why I started BBD because there was a strategy and that is what helped. So first, if you want to be if you feel this passion of helping someone or yeah, you know the passion, right? You feel that. I don't know how to explain that in words.
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
yeah. So and you have to realize you have never done this before. So of course you will be afraid. Of course you don't know what is going to happen. So what are you choosing? Are you choosing your passion or are you choosing your fear? So I decided to follow my passion. And yeah, that's the first thing. And making it easier, yeah, that's what happened last year in BBD. And it was finally okay. Yeah, I gave up the struggle a little bit, and yeah, was quantum leaping when I did that.
This is so good. And you're saying something so important because yes, it's super important to find out what you really want to do. Like, what's your passion? What are you like, what's your dharma, your purpose, however you want to call it. And then to follow it, it doesn't mean like just because you know this is it, it's going to fall all in your lap. But
No,
you
no.
still gotta do something for
Yeah.
it. And if you've never been an entrepreneur before, how are you supposed to know how it's done, right? If you've been in corporate
Correct.
as an employee, we don't learn this in school. So you joined BBD last year, you said?
Yes.
Yes. What was the biggest change for you?
The biggest change for me, of course, there were the steps, of course, there were the strategy, but the biggest change was being in the room of people with the same drive, with the same, yeah, let's call it energy. We all have the same passion for creating and building something. And that was the biggest change because I just loved being in that room. And BBD makes it so much easier to follow steps, and by following the steps, and I just want to try everything so that I'm built that way. So I was a little bit nervous that I would be constricted maybe a little bit by following the steps, but by following the steps, I have created space. I have created space and I have created some time. And it sparked this creativity in me that I'm coming up with things I could not think of because I'm just following these things, building my business. And I had never, never imagined that I would be doing within a year the things that I'm doing now. I would absolutely would have laughed at you if you would tell me, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. So it has given me time, it has given me structure, and I thought I hated structure, but I love structure. And it has given me creativity. Yeah, does it make sense?
Totally.
Totally.
I can relate a lot.
Yeah, I know.
How would you explain being in the room to someone who has never been in such a room? What's so special about the room?
The recognition. The passion, the struggles we all have, and what you can totally have, and it's you get the help. People really understand where you're coming from, where you're at, and they've been through that, and they can help you with some things. But there are, for me, it was even more important. There were people who were at my level, and they are now at another level. I can see what is possible. I remember in April there was this woman who said, "Well, I haven't had this big breakthroughs yet, but I feel like we're all in this big pot of popcorn, and when someone pops, when you put the heat on it, someone pops, so someone has this big success, and you're in the in the popcorn bowl, it's inevitable that when you follow the steps, you have to work at it because it's not coming overnight. But if you just follow the steps, it's inevitable you will pop too. So those successes other people are having, and you get to witness them and you get to learn from that, it's inevitable that we get to do that on our level. That's what I love.
Getting chills. So good.
Well, I think I was sitting next to you when this woman was
Yes.
telling this, right? And we
I
were
love
like,
this
that's
picture.
great
I've also used
analogy.
it. Yeah.
But it's
So
so
good.
true. It's so true.
Amazing. So for the sake of time, I want to keep
Not a
it
lot.
short, sweet and short. Is there anything that you would love to share that's super important that anybody who is at this point of thinking, am I going to start a business or am I going to take my business to the next level? Am I getting help? Is it worth to work with James? Is it worth coming to us in the room?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, it's 100% hell yes for me. I felt it, and I didn't even really know what I was signing up for last year. I because it's so much, and it can be very overwhelming maybe, but that's why I love the community. That's why I love James's help. Everything just fits and clicks. And if I would have told you that for a year and a half ago, I hardly knew how to start a Zoom meeting because I didn't know anything. And I have built an online business now. I have created a community with 37 women in there, and that's what I get to do. And it went so fast because I knew what to do. And if I would have stuck myself, because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to do all of these things, then this wouldn't be here. And I wouldn't have been able to help other people. So I get the fear, I get the I don't know what to do part, and I did it anyway. So I hope everybody who has this feeling, if you don't feel it, well, then, but if
Don't
you
do
feel it,
it.
we are living proof that you can really make it. And that, yeah, that's the thing. I think that's the biggest thing. And it's really worth it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. Thank you for your time. And we will put your Instagram and whatever in the show notes so that people can check out what you're doing, reach out
Sure.
to you, and awesome.
Good, good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Nice seeing you.
Hi, Angie. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. What are you doing? What is your business?
What is my business? Okay, so hello everyone. My name is Dr. Angie Brown. I'm a physical therapist, and essentially now I work with specifically women runners over 40 to teach them how to run stronger and get stronger in this second phase of their life without breaking their body down, because so many runners get injured, and I want to help women not go through that. So that's one of the things that I do now.
That's so cool. How did you get into this specific niche?
So it's been a long road. I've been a physical therapist now for about 18 years, which is crazy to even say that out loud. And when I first started as a physical therapist, I worked in the clinic. I worked in outpatient orthopedics and was just treating everyone that came through the door. And I quickly realized in physical therapy, at least here in the United States, it's a very reactive type of job. Like it's a very reactive side of medicine, right? Someone comes in after they've already been injured most of the time. And one of the things that I started to realize is that there were so many people that I was helping that could have prevented the problems that they had by just changing a couple of things a little bit earlier on in life before their body just continued to break down, especially with all of the chronic pain and chronic diseases that I was seeing. And so that's really what started to shift my thinking more into,
okay, how can we actually prevent these things? How can we be more proactive with our health? And that led me down the road of into more health and wellness, which we don't get. I did not get a lot of that in my education. A lot of my education, I have a doctorate degree. It was all about what to do when things went wrong, you know, how to fix the body. And we did not get a lot of education in nutrition and other areas that can really prevent a lot of problems from happening. We got a lot of exercise in, education in exercise, but it was in rehabilitation, not proactive.
When it's already broken.
Exactly. When there's already a problem. And so I started to kind of shift, and I just started to really dig into the research. And my husband at the time, I was like, hey, you want to start a business with me? And he was a runner. And so, cause I was like, I need to figure out who am I going to help? Right. Because all the business coaches out there will tell you, you need to niche down. You have to figure out who you're helping. Cause I'm like, I could help everyone. And obviously that doesn't work when it comes to marketing. Right. So I'm like, well, you're a runner. I'm a runner. I like working with this population. Let's do this, and let's do this together. And so that's kind of where we started. And I started to just kind of put out some information online back in like 2016, 2017. And in 2017, I asked my husband, hey, do you want to start a podcast? And he just kind of goes along with me. Like, I have all these ideas, and God bless the man, you know, he's a wonderful person. He's like, okay, you know, so we started our podcast in 2017. Specifically for runners. And we just kept putting information out there. And then we started having people reach out about coaching and those kinds of things. And so we started some one-on-one coaching and some private coaching. And we're just kind of doing that on the side. So I was still working as a physical therapist. I was in the clinic, and I was also treating home patients. And so I had a flexible schedule. It's one of the things that I love. And in 2019, that's when I decided, okay, you know what? What if this could be more? You know, what if this business that we're doing could provide more of our income and maybe even allow me to retire from physical therapy? And that's actually when I found James and BBD. And I joined BBD in 2019 because I knew that I wanted to build something bigger. I knew that I wanted to scale our coaching, because with the coaching that we were doing, there's only so many people that I could help that way. And I wanted to create a program, like a group coaching experience, so that I could really help more runners around the world. To again, get more of this information out of the health and the wellness things and the exercise and the nutrition and all these things that we need to be doing to not only help prevent injury, but also just help us to live our strongest and best lives.
Let me ask you, in between deciding to do this business and then joining BBD, what worked already well and why did you join BBD? So what was missing?
So the missing part was the scalability. You know, we were coaching people online, but it was more of on a one-on-one type of thing. We would have clients, we would create training plans for them. But I knew very quickly that that kind of thing was unsustainable to like, there was going to be a limit, and we weren't at that limit yet, but I am a very forward thinker, you know, very much a visionary. And I know that I want to help thousands of people. And I said, there's no way we can help thousands of people this way. And so that's really the reason that I joined BBD, was to understand how to create that program that is more scalable, to have like that thing where I can reach more people and help more people, but not make our lives crazy. You know, like, we want to do it in a way that is still very much aligned with the lifestyle that we want to live.
Yeah.
I was able to join BBD because that really helped me to set that foundation in place, because then in 2020, when the pandemic hit, that's really when I went full time in the business. It was kind of forced on me in a way. So not exactly, but I remember I was with a patient at his home, and I had to call EMS, which is like the emergency medical services, because this patient was in distress and he needed to go back to the hospital. So when I called and the firefighters and paramedics showed up, they started putting on gas masks and all sorts of protective equipment. And I was just standing there with my little N95 mask, thinking to myself, what am I exposing myself to? You know, what is going on here? And it was at that moment that I decided, okay, I need to go all in on this business. Mm-hmm. I need to make this online business work, because I don't know what was happening. It was only like 2 weeks after the world shut down. So we had no idea what was happening. And I didn't want to expose myself and my family to something that, you know, just because I had to make money. Right. So that's when I really decided to go all in, was in March of 2020.
Then you completely stopped working in the clinic. And
I did.
So how did BBD help you, and where are you standing now?
Six years later. That's wild. I know. So BBD is a fantastic foundation that gives you the systems and the processes to do the things that you need to do, right? Because in this world of online business, I had no idea. I was a pre-med major. I was a double major in pre-med and psychology. I got a doctorate in physical therapy. I had no business background whatsoever. I knew nothing about business. And so
same.
And so I know I needed help, right? Like, I knew that I was a really good physical therapist. I was a really good coach, but I had no idea what to do to actually attract more people and get my message out there. Like, yeah, social media, you put posts up, but just putting up a post is not going to give you a $1 million business, right? So BBD really allowed me to understand business, of what I needed to do, of the systems and the back end, especially, you know, like how to make it that machine that James always talks about. And I've been through a lot of different iterations, you know, with this group program. It wasn't like some of the stories that you hear where I launched my program and then I became an instant millionaire and now I'm making six figures and everything is, you know, perfect. I went through a lot of changes, right? Like, so the first group program that I launched, it was like a higher touch point, higher ticket. Then the pandemic hit, everybody shut down. Nobody wanted to spend money. So then I made it a lower ticket membership. And like, I've been playing with different options throughout the past 5 years. And last year, through BBD and through Next Level, which is, you know, James's higher level coaching program, it was really obvious to me that I was following something that didn't really light me up inside. And I love working with a lot of my clients, but when it came to the marketing side of things, it's just like, I couldn't communicate my message properly. And part of that is because I was out of alignment. And I think that's one of the other things that James and BBD really, it makes them unique, because there's a lot of business coaches out there. And I love the way that James really encourages us to be in alignment with our purpose. And what I finally admitted to myself was that I know I've always wanted to work specifically with women. I love working with women in midlife and even past midlife, you know? And so that's really, I decided to go all in on working, especially with women over 40 in perimenopause and menopause, still runners, but runners in this age group really face unique challenges that a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old are not facing, and our bodies are changing. And so it really is this beautiful blend of the science, which I love, and then also a lot of, you know, the life coaching and the mindset work and the things that go into understanding that our bodies are changing, and that's okay. We can accept that. And also understand that that doesn't mean we're declining. We can still get stronger. We can still do lots of amazing things and really help women to see more possibility and potential. Because I think that there's a lot of women, there's a lot of messages out there that kind of tell us, well, after a certain age, it's just downhill from there. And I hate that narrative. I want to fight it with every cell in my body, you know? And so it was really that, okay, I know that this is something that lights me up inside. Like, I want every woman to feel strong and powerful and understand that your best years are ahead of you and not behind you.
That's so cool. I love that. So you have this niche only since last year?
Yes. I mean, I've been working with runners the whole time.
Yeah, sure. But the specific?
Yes, that's when I decided to really target, you know, women over 40.
Yeah. And how is it going?
I love it. It's great. You know, I feel like everything is, it's still not, you know, it's still not an overnight success, but it is much easier for me to put these pieces in place, because I feel like I am talking to the exact person that I want to help. It's making my marketing easier. It's making my copy easier. Like all the different pieces that we need to create successful businesses. I feel like they are getting easier because I know this person. I can connect to her. I can talk specifically to her struggles and her challenges. The niching down was, you know, creating the program. And then because then I had to run a new beta program and I need to then, you know, work out some kinks. And that's kind of what I've been doing over the past 6 months, is kind of working out some of the kinks of that program. And now I'm at the point where I can just grow it. And that's a really exciting place to be.
This is so good. And it sounds so valuable what you're doing.
Oh, thanks.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
What would you say was your biggest breakthrough that you had in this time that you've been working with James and BBD?
Yeah. I mean, I really think it is the alignment of knowing the person that I want to help, because James always talks about alignment. Since then, everything has been easier, right? And I think that that's really the key, is that it wasn't feeling like a struggle. And not that it always was a struggle, because there's been plenty of highs. There's definitely been some lows. It's definitely been a roller coaster. And, you know, I think that that's one of the things that people need to understand as well. It's not like when you jump into online business, or even when you have the amazing tools inside of BBD, that doesn't mean that everything is going to be trending upward from now on. You know, there's still going to be highs and lows, ups and downs. There's still going to be plenty of things you have to figure out. But I think that the biggest breakthrough for me was really connecting with who I want to help and really standing in my own power of my expertise, because I was kind of dragging my husband along with me, because my husband is fast and he's a very good runner. And I never thought of myself as that kind of a runner. Like I was, I'm a runner and I've done all these different things, but my husband, he won marathons and he runs ultra marathons now. You know, he's finished 100 mile races. So there was a part of me that was almost holding on to him for that validation. And once I was able to release that and know that, I have so much to offer people, just me, you know, just on my own. Yeah. And this is the population that I want to help. It's been completely different since then.
Love this. Oh, so good. Yeah. So would you say that you created your dream job doing this?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, I would say that, and I love what I do, you know, and I think that that is one thing that I can say every single day, is I love what I do. I love who I get to help. I love what I get to do every single day. I love that I have the flexibility to be with my kids and pick them up from school and be at their events and do really have the lifestyle that I want to have. So yeah, I think that I have created my dream job, and I'm excited for it to keep evolving and keep passing off some of the things that I don't like so much about it and focusing more on the things that I do.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything else that you want the listeners to know? Any advice or...
Any advice? I think that if you have a desire in your heart of people that you want to serve, there is a market for it. I think, you know, if your listeners are people that are still on the fence and they're not quite sure if they want to start an online business or if it will be successful, I think that the answer is, don't go into this just to make money. But if you feel that there are people that need your help and you have a solution and a way to help them, then you owe them and you owe it to yourself to at least pursue it and see what it's like and see if it is something that you love, because you can be successful doing anything, which is amazing. And I think that's one of the amazing things about BBD as well, is that you see people in so many different areas and so many different niches helping, you know, all kinds of different people. And it really is a playground in a way. You know, you get to kind of figure out, like, who do I want to help? What am I good at? What do I love to do? And how can I then build a life around that and build a business around that? And I think that that is such a special thing. So if you have the desire, it's there for a reason. Follow it, see where it leads you, and know that success is definitely possible for you.
So beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Das waren die Interviews. Ich hoffe, das war total inspirierend für dich, genauso inspirierend wie für mich. Lass es uns super gerne wissen. Und jetzt habe ich zum Ende eben für dich noch meinen Business Mentor James Wedmore Hicks persönlich, dem ich ein paar Fragen gestellt habe. Fragen, die ich früher hatte und Fragen, die ich auch immer wieder von euch bekomme aus der Community. Und deswegen dachte ich, ich frage einfach mal James, was er dazu zu sagen hat. Unter anderem, also das wird auch wieder auf Englisch sein, unter anderem habe ich ihn gefragt, wenn man sich so anschaut auf Social Media, gibt es so viele, die einem weismachen wollen, dass man mit ja, nur so ein, zwei Stunden arbeiten am Tag und sich am Strand von Dubai räkeln oder so unglaublich viel Geld verdienen kann. Und ich wollte gern wissen, was ist seine Meinung dazu? Außerdem, für all die vielseitig Interessierten, zu denen ich mich auch zähle, Scanner-Persönlichkeiten, wenn du so viele Interessen hast, wie sollst du dich dann auf eine Sache festlegen? Und wenn du dein Business gerade erst startest, dann kann es wirklich manchmal so wirken, als ob alles wichtig ist und du tausend Sachen gleichzeitig machen musst. Und wie kannst du rausfinden, auf was du dich als erstes fokussieren solltest? Also viel Spaß mit den Antworten von James hierzu. Okay, James, let's get real for a second. Is it really possible to build your dream business with just a couple of hours a week?
Anything is possible. So 1000% yes. However, it's going to depend on a couple things. Most people are unwilling to do the things necessary to build a business in just a couple hours a week. So first example, I'm going to give two things here that will just prove this to you. I've run a business where it was only a couple hours a day, couple hours a week, maybe I would say more like a couple hours a day, like 2 hours a day, right? And I've had a lot of clients do that. The type of business matters and how you approach it. So the first thing, let's do this. There is a difference between building a business and running a business. Building a business is like building a car. You got to build the car. You got to put the wheels on and the brake system, and the engine. You got to put it all together. That takes time. Okay. And then once it's complete and you start it up, you run it. Okay. So there's building a business and there's running a business. Building a business can take a lot of work, where running a business, if you've built it the right way, doesn't. So every time I start that car up of mine in the garage, or you start your car up, you don't have to like go to work and tinker on it. You just turn the key, you just press the button now, right? And then you drive it. So when people are in a startup building mode, it can take more work, which means you can still only work a few hours a day or a week, and it's going to take longer to get it built, or stop doing it all yourself. So the biggest thing people think you can't do it on just a couple hours a week is because they want to do it all themselves. But that's a job, or like 10. And the way I was able to do $2 million a year while only working, I would say about 90 minutes to 3 hours a day on average, was because I was outsourcing. I was taking everything off my plate I could, okay? And even today at 12 million, the only things I'm doing are things like this, like creating content. You know, and I'd run like 2 meetings a week in my company, and that's about it. So if you want to do it all yourself, absolutely impossible. Can't do it. I don't want to outsource. Then you can't do it on just a couple hours a week. So we need to be able to delegate. We need to build a proper business machine, which can take some time. Like creating your first like automated webinar machine can take 3 weeks. So if you're not willing to put in that time to build it, then you can't run it at just a couple hours a week or a couple hours a day. I hope that makes sense. So yes, it is possible if you're willing to do what it takes to make that happen.
So good. I love this distinction of you build a business and then you run a business. Thank you. So my next question is, when you're starting your business, there's like so many different things that you could do, and all of them seem so important. How do you know what to focus on?
I love this question. And, you know, there's a philosophy I live by, which is you got to slow down to speed up. So it is a distortion to think that everything is important. Less is important than you even realize. So you have to sit there and say, if I didn't do this, would it affect sales? If I did do this, could it make me more sales? That's how you have to tie it back to. If I do this, could it lead to more leads and sales? If I didn't do this, would it affect leads and sales? And you will see that there's going to be some yeses and nos. And then on the yeses, there are going to be some that make a way bigger difference. Let me give an example really quickly. I remember creating a product and doing a whole webinar launch to promote it. And like time was like coming down to the deadline and I didn't have a sales page yet. And so I kind of just said, do I need a sales page? And I just said, I think I can just sell it on the webinar and send people to a checkout page and tell them everything you need is here's on the webinar. And here's the link to the checkout page. And it worked. And I made sales. Now I later added a sales page and it helped, but people weren't like, well, I'm not going to buy because you don't have a sales page first. Maybe a couple, but most people still bought. So this is the concept of MVP, which is when you get into business, you got to really start with like, what are the fewest ingredients I need to get this thing out there and making money? And then I can build upon it as I go and as I grow.
This is so valuable. And I wish I would have known this before because I spend so much time on creating a good logo and my website and the about me part and all of this. So yeah, focus on the MVP. It's so good. So my last question for you, because I have a lot of people in my community who have a lot of interests. And I was there too. Well, I do have a lot of interests. But the first year, or maybe even more, I was struggling and I was saying, I have so many interests. I do want to do so many things. I don't want to position myself too much. I don't want to niche down so much. So what do you say to people who say, how can I position myself when I feel like I have way too many interests to just pick one?
I mean, it's a great question, but you're probably going to hate my answer, which is you're just going to have to pick one. And I want you to pick one and go all in for at least 18 months on that one thing. Because if you're trying when you're new to be known for everything, you end up being known for nothing to everyone. Instead, the way to penetrate a market is specialization. If you just double down on focusing on one thing and go all in on that one thing, you're going to be known for that. And then you're going to build a brand and a reputation and you're going to have buyers and customers. And then from there, oh my goodness, you can sell whatever you want. So I've been able to expand my brand in all these other areas because I have buyers and customers and clients and that brand loyalty that people go and buy my other stuff because of it. But you got to start with the one thing and you just got to pick something, any one of them. Don't overthink it. What's the one that you're most excited about, most lit up? Go all in on that one.
Thank you for making it so clear because now I can see that too. And I wish I would have understood this concept before. All right, das war's für diese Folge. Ich hoffe, es hat dich ja ein bisschen zum Umdenken angeregt. Vielleicht dir gezeigt, das, was du dir so vorstellst, ist gar nicht so unrealistisch. Vielleicht dich auch ermutigt hinzu, hey, ich kann mir doch wirklich mal die Frage stellen, was ich eigentlich wirklich will, weil es scheint ziemlich viele Möglichkeiten zu geben, das dann doch nachher auch umzusetzen. Und zwar so, dass ich damit sogar Geld verdiene. Und wenn du an dem Punkt stehst von, naja, vielleicht mache ich mich doch selbstständig. Oder ich bin schon selbstständig, aber irgendwie läuft es nicht so, wie ich mir das vorstelle. Dann habe ich zwei Einladungen für dich. Das eine ist meine exklusive Newsletterliste Luisas Business Insights, wo ich zusätzliche Impulse reingebe für dich rund um Business, dich hinter die Kulissen nehme von meinem Business, mit dir das teile, was ich alles so lernen durfte über die letzten Jahre und wo ich auch mehr dazu mit dir im Austausch stehe, wo du also Fragen stellen kannst und wo ich auch ja, dazu entsprechend meine Antworten gebe. Und das zweite ist das kostenfreie Training von meinem Business-Mentor James Wedmore, The Rise of the Digital CEO. Das findet gerade statt. Zum Zeitpunkt der Ausstrahlung dieser Folge hat der erste Teil sogar schon stattgefunden, aber du kannst immer noch hervorragend einsteigen und es ist einfach so ein krasses Event, was er da veranstaltet, ein Happening sozusagen. Also Training kommt dem nicht nahe, was da passiert und allein das ist mehr wert als einige der bezahlten Mentoring-Programme, die ich vorher gemacht habe. Also ich kann es dir wirklich nur wärmstens empfehlen, wenn du irgendwie drüber nachdenkst, dich selbstständig zu machen oder selbstständig bist, sei da unbedingt mit dabei. Ich bin dabei, ich lerne immer noch total viel und ich würde sagen, dann sehen wir uns einfach dort. Und nächste Woche gibt es wieder eine, in Anführungszeichen, ganz normale Folge rund um ein super spannendes Thema zum Traumjob finden. Ich wünsche dir jetzt ganz, ganz viel Spaß, wie immer, beim Selbstneuerfinden.
Was war dein Aha-Moment in dieser Folge? Teile das super gerne mit mir über Instagram unter dem Handle @luisabergholz oder auch per E-Mail an info@luisabergholz.com. Ich freue mich riesig über jede Rückmeldung. Ich lese die alle. Und genauso natürlich auch, wenn du Fragen hast, die ich im Podcast beantworten soll oder ähnliches, melde dich einfach und ich freue mich sehr, von dir zu hören. Und wenn du unterstützen möchtest, dass dieser Podcast einfach noch mehr Menschen erreicht, dann abonniere ihn super gerne, falls du es noch nicht tust. Hinterlasse mir ultra gerne eine 5-Sterne-Bewertung oder auch bei iTunes eine Rezension. Und ja, teile diese Folge mit einer Person, von der du denkst, dass die das auch hören sollte. Danke, dass du hier mit dabei warst. Danke, dass du dir die Zeit genommen hast und so dazu beiträgst, dass meine Vision von einer Arbeitswelt, in der jede und jeder das tut, was sie oder er liebt, Wirklichkeit wird. Und jetzt ganz viel Spaß beim Selbstneuerfinden.